Avos Perkei, Mishnah Yud Zayin, 517. Some Mishnayos it's 520. Here we have another two possibilities for two types of machlokas. We have kol machlokas shi l'shem shamayim, any dispute that is literally for the sake of heaven. That means the motivation is for the values of shamayim, of the Torah. That means truth, justice, and the like. So, if it's l'shem shamayim, sofa lehiskayem. Now, there's two ways to read this. Either it can mean that it will endure, like its end will be that it will endure, it'll last forever. And the second reading of it, which I'll come back to in a moment, is that sofa, its end, meaning its agenda of this dispute, lehiskayem, will endure. We'll come back in a second. V'she'en l'shem shamayim, any machlokas that's not for the sake of heaven, meaning here it's about you, the person who is arguing for your personal ego to prove your right to lord other people. So that, ein sofa l'hiskayem, it won't endure. The machlokas won't endure, or perhaps the people making the machlokas won't endure, or perhaps the agenda behind the dispute of the machlokas won't come to be. Ezi machlokas l'shem shamayim, what is an example of a machlokas that is for the sake of heaven? Su machlokas hil v'shamay, the disputes of hil and shamay, v'she'en l'shem shamayim, and a dispute that's not for the sake of heaven, zu machlokas korach v'chol adaso, that's the dispute raised by Korach and his congregation. So now, like I said, there's really two ways to read this mission. The Bar Tanur brings two pshatim. So the first would be kol machlokas shi l'shem shamayim sofa l'hiskayem, any machlokas that is for the sake of heaven, it will endure. That means to say that people will consider both sides of the debate, even if it's resolved then that one side is right, one is wrong, but because it was a machlokas l'shem shamayim, it was a debate that was really an earnest discussion about how to arrive at the truth, so even the side which didn't actually prevail is worth considering. And therefore, we'll have the example in a moment of Hillel and Shammai. Hillel and Shammai, of course, they had their debates, their schools, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, ultimately the halacha almost always follows Beis Hillel. But the point is, of course, that we still consider Beis Shammai's opinion, we understand their perspective, because it's not for naught. And the proof, if you will, that it was l'shem shamayim, of course, is that it wasn't about them. They got along just fine one with the other, they trust one another, they married into one another's families. It wasn't about ego, it wasn't about who's right, it was about trying to come to the truth. In contrast, v'she'en l'shem shamayim ain't sofa l'hiskayem, if the dispute is not for the sake of heaven, meaning it's for the sake of oneself, so then it won't endure, it'll be gone, or the people who propagate it will be gone. So the example of that would be the Korach and his congregation, who, well, they all died, they don't consider their side of the story anymore, so to speak, and they're swallowed up by the earth, and goodbye to them. The other way to read this Mishnah, the second Mishnah of the Bar Tanura, is when it says sofa l'hiskayem, there's a mapike there, it means that its end, the end is in, means an end. The end, the goal of this dispute, the machlokas, will hit kayem, will be fulfilled. So that means if you are arguing for the sake of finding truth, so then you will succeed ultimately in finding the truth. Whereas if you're arguing not for the sake of finding the truth, in the end, your agenda to promote yourself will fall flat. And then again, that'll be contrasting Hillel and Shammai. So they ultimately did come to truth, and we do have a Psak Halacha, and we do respect each other, and we have one Hanhag in Yisrael today. Whereas the people of Korach, of course, their agenda to overturn the hierarchy and the Jewish people and kind of overthrow Moshe Rabbeinu, etc., that fell flat, and they're gone, and didn't happen. So there are two approaches here in terms of how to read the actual Mishnah. The takeaway message, what's the message for us? The point is that there's a value to argument. Of course, it's a core value in Jewish society and the Jewish ethos, but the argument has to be that you're doing it for l'shem shamayim, for the right reasons, again, for the values of the Torah, to understand truth and arrive at it, to ensure that justice is carried out, and the like. Now, everybody claims they're arguing on the principle of the matter. It's not about me, it's not what's in it for me, it's on the principle. I'm not arguing l'shem shamayim. So be wary. Everyone says the l'shem shamayim, but as the Kutzker said, you got to make sure that your l'shem shamayim is l'shem shamayim. That really is not about you, which is tricky because, like I said, when you ask people, I'm probably Korach himself would have said my arguments are l'shem shamayim as well. Okay, so how can you be sure or try to clarify that your indeed fighting for the right reasons and on the principle and not because of what it's in it for you. So certainly, if there's some personal animosity, you're angry at the counterparty and you have ill will towards them, that's a very bad sign. But more than that, if your ego's involved at all, then it's about you, or at least partially about you. And you don't want that. That's not that. Chazal emphasized again and again and again how terrible machlokas is, that machlokas in a home, in a shul, in a community, leads to the most terrible things. And therefore, at all events, you should try your very best to avoid machlokas. But if you can't, because the principle needs to be stood up for, because l'shem shemaim, you need to discuss it, then fine. But it has to be done in a way that is totally devoid of your ego. And if not, you're better off backing down and not making the fight at all, even if it means not standing up for a value. Because if once your ego's involved, then it becomes a personal matter, and that's not l'shem shemaim, and bad things will emerge from it. So if you want a second kind of litmus test, if you're arguing about something based on the principle, so think, if it wasn't about you, if it's about your next door neighbor, would you make the same fight? Would you make the same arguments? Would you feel so strongly about it? Or are you just upset because it happened to you, or to your kid, or to your friend? If it's about the principle, it shouldn't matter if it happens to you or to your neighbor. But if it's about you, then it's because it's what happened to you. So again, although every thing that the Torah values is worth fighting for, but it's not worth fighting for if it means it's going to be a fight, an emotional fight, an ego fight, and therefore you should stand up for right and wrong, pursue justice, seek truth. But as soon as your ego gets involved and it becomes something personal and you get upset and angry and the person is fighting with you, you're better off dropping it. That's more l'shem shemayim than fighting l'shem shemayim.